Good afternoon. This is Mark O with Tepted Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, June 27th. The grains closed mix. I'm moving my comments now to December corn, November beans, and September wheat. The grains closed mix with December corn closing steady at 394 and a quarter. November beans up 26 and a quarter cents, closing at 1104 and three quarters. And September wheat down 6 3/4, closing at 458 and a quarter. That was a contract low close in the wheat. Kansas City wheat hasn't closed this low in 10 years. The beans had some independent strength there. We had 150,000 sales this morning to unknown. The weather appears, as it has been for the last week, it appears to be shifting hotter in August and drier in August than in July. The first week of July looks like relatively cool temperatures, 80 degrees, maybe a few scattered showers here and there, but no real threat to the corn crop that we see for the time being. Obviously, somebody believes that the beans are going to see some heat in August, and they're putting some premium into that. We've got the report on Thursday. You know, I really believe we're going to be up 1.5 million acres or more in the beans. We've got the dollar up another penny here today. We're right at 97 cents. Looks like it wants to push to even money. The pound was down almost 5 cents. The Dow Jones was down 260. So I'm just not sure with the dollar as strong as it is, and the crude oil down another $1.30 a barrel, that the beans are going to be able to hang in here, particularly if we come up with another 1.5 million acres. You know, I think it's an issue. Now, the exports this morning were lousy on the beans, 273, but the market ignored that. It was decent on the wheat at 511 and good on the corn, 1.45 million metric tons there. Now, the crop ratings, corn unchanged. It has been 75 across the board here, still there. The excellent category actually went up by 1%, so in reality, the crops improved slightly, even though the rating was the same. The wheat condition up 1% to 62, good to excellent. The spring wheat down 4 percentage points to 72%, good to excellent. Soybean condition was down 1, from 73 to 72%, good to excellent. I think that was part of today's rally. Guys were looking for lower numbers, both corn and beans. Didn't get it in the corn, and they only got a 1% drop in the beans. The wheat harvest is 45% complete on the winter wheat versus 41 on average. So all in all, I really thought today's rally was overextended in here. We've got the report. We've got the dollar. We've got the crude oil. I just don't know that we're going to be able to sustain this level. What I do know is that you've got November beans at $11 a bushel, and prices well worth protecting going into this report. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.